passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. It's truly a dream.
Testify. Hang on for more Boss Tunes. Cruiser music here on Cruiser WGCM right after this.
Munn Enterprises reminds you, your sign is much more than just a marker for your business. It's a reflection of your quality, a statement of who you are and what you represent. At Munn Enterprises, we understand the importance of innovative signage, and we have the experience and the tools to do it all to help you build a stronger brand, promote your business, and to be bold in a very visual world. Call Munn today at 228-910-7446 or visit munnsigns.com. That's munnsigns.com.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
In your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center, 40% chance of showers this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight with a low of 75. Tomorrow, thunderstorms likely again, 70% chance there with a high of 87. 50-50 chance of more rain on Sunday with a high of 89.
Digging the scene on Cruising WGCM. Thanks for cruising with us, baby.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. Connect a sausage. Hafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth as we get set for game 122 of 136 in this 2024 Shuckers regular season. And the Shuckers tonight taking on the Montgomery Biscuits, AA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays, in game 4 of a 6-game set. Champic Blake alongside you from Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. We appreciate you taking some time out of your Friday to join us as the Shuckers are looking to continue their spots in the playoffs. They enter today 59-61 on the season, 29-24 in the second half, 2.5 games up on Mississippi and Pensacola for the final playoff spot in the South Division. Meanwhile, the Montgomery Biscuits, 71-52, 31-23, already locking up a playoff position thanks to winning the first half in the South Division. Biscuits have taken two of the first three in this series, and they enter today winners in 6 of their last 8. The Biscuits won yesterday by a 7-4 final. The teams were tied 2-2 after 4, but a 3-run homer from Carson Williams in the 5th and a 2-run shot from Willie Vasquez in the 8th inning paved the way to a 7-4 Biscuits win as they scored 5 of those 8 runs against the Shuckers bullpen. Shuckers, though, had a couple big nights on the offensive side, especially from Ernesto Martinez Jr., who now has hits in 7 straight games, 10 for 26 over that span, after he scorched 2 doubles. One off the wall in right center at 111 miles an hour, and then a 2-RBI double down the left field line that left the bat at 106. Connor's got the other multi-hit performance. He now has 10 of them in 36 games since joining the Shuckers on July 6th. Shuckers Biscuits getting set for game 4 of a 6-game set. Take a break. When we come back, we're joined by Shuckers manager Fidel Pena for our weekly chat. It's all coming next when we return on the Shuckers Radio Network before first pitch at 6:35 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers, and on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We're back at it on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set. Game four of six, Shuckers and the Biscuits. And it's time for today's Friday pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. And as always, on Fridays, we're joined by Shuckers manager Fidel Pena. Fidel, appreciate you taking the time.
As always, my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
It is such a big stretch of baseball right now. Shuckers are 2.5 up for the final playoff spot, 16 to go in a big series here with the Biscuits on the road in Rocket City, back home against the M-Braves. How exciting is it to finish out this season the way that it is, playing such high-pressure environments out here in Biloxi?
Definitely good to be, you know, competing at this stage of the season, you know, and like to be ahead, like for a few games. Big responsibility, you know, to keep playing good baseball and to just keep going out there and competing and winning some games.
You look in that clubhouse right now, and you look up and down the roster. What do you see as sort of the state of this team with 16 to go?
I mean, I see a big group of guys, you know, that have taken the challenge of making this playoff push, you know, and making this possible. Guys that are going, you know, the extra mile, whether it is, you know, like playing like a lot of games in a row, like pitching like consistently, you know, like multiple innings out of the bullpen and stuff like that, like getting out of their roles, you know, like just to be able to contribute to this team, you know, being successful in this stretch.
How proud are you of this team? Like you said, guys are pitching and stepping out of roles. Guys are playing everywhere in the field, and it's a lot of baseball. Everyone else entering today is 15 to go. Shuckers got to play one extra next week. They have 16 to go.
I mean, it's always good to see, you know, like good to have guys that are, you know, willing to do that and just be there for the team and just like whatever you ask them to do, you know, they'll do it and they'll always put the team first. So that's definitely a good thing to have in your team.
How much does that represent what a winning team is like in that clubhouse?
I mean, they said that good teams are like, you know, always full of guys that are, you know, unselfish and that are willing to do things for the team and put the team first, you know, so that's just good to have, you know, a good group of guys, good mix of like young guys and veteran guys, you know, that are, you know, pushing each other, you know, to be better every day and just going out there and giving it all, you know, for the team.
Dylan O'Reilly in the leadoff spot tonight, 59 stolen bases this year between high A Wisconsin, double A Biloxi, one away from becoming the 15th Brewers minor league player ever to 60 stolen bases in a single season. I know I've asked you a lot about how much that speed is an asset, but how much does he just have the ability to put pressure on opposing teams with that stolen base ability?
I mean, definitely a good tool to have, you know, like those are guys that can impact the game in a big way, you know, like they get a hit and all of a sudden it becomes a double or maybe a triple. So definitely a good tool to have. And like, he's also a very smart base runner, you know, like he knows when to run and and he knows like what to look for in the pitchers, you know, like for him to take off and have good jumps consistently.
Out in the back end of the bullpen, you have a number of guys who are working in different roles throughout the year. Shane Smith made a relief appearance of a couple of innings. Caleb Bowman and Russell Smith, both multi-inning guys. But you're kind of big three horses out of that back end. Justin Yeager, Harold Chirino, Blake Holub. Chirino and Holub down from AAA. How big are those additions to the back end of the bullpen here late?
Definitely, like you said, just big additions. Like, those are guys that have a lot of experience and that we know that they're going to help us, you know, a lot during those late inning, you know, tight games and just to help us keep lead and you know, just to help us stay in the games and just have a chance to win. So definitely, you know, blessed to have those guys out there. Those guys came down from AAA and they have been in a great state of mind, and they have like brought the energy and just come here to keep working and keep doing the thing.
How about Justin Yeager in that closure role? I know we added the sweeper a couple weeks ago, and that's really seemed to take his game to the next level. Enters today as the league leader in saves.
I mean, definitely good to see, you know, like something that you try like during the season and then you start seeing results right away. Like, that's definitely good to see. Pumped for him to continue to, you know, to be consistent and doing what he's been doing with us all year and just continue to be that tough pitcher out there and that's going to come in consistently and throw strikes and, you know, just challenge the opposing hitters.
Down the stretch run for you guys, is there one big thing you're seeing as the key that can kind of unlock really good stretch of baseball here to end the year?
Just definitely, you know, it's the end of August right now. We know that everybody is tired. I would say the guys taking care of their bodies and making sure that they get their rest, making sure that they come in here early and they continue to stretch, you know, and just, you know, really managing their workload on the field and stuff like that, making sure that we leave some of the energy for the game, you know, we don't take it all in practice, and just staying together as a group and continue to push and, you know, be positive and continue to be good teammates.
But I appreciate the time as always.
Thank you. My pleasure.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shecker's Biscuits coming your way next.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today, by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get you set for first pitch. Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Game 122 of 136 for the Shuckers in 2024 in one of their final 16 games in the regular season. Javik Blake alongside you as we take a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup for the Shuckers. It's the righty Casey Hunt, 0-2 with a 3.31 ERA. But the 0-2, more of a fact that
The Shackers, while he's in the game, have scored just two runs in three starts. As a starter, Hunt, 16 and a third innings with the Shackers. Two walks, 23 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .230 against him. He has gone at least five and a third innings in all three of his double-A starts, including a double-A best five and two-thirds last time out. On the other side of things is a guy who the Shackers have become very familiar with. It's the righty Duncan Davitt, who makes his eighth double-A start and his fourth double-A start against the Shackers. In seven starts, he's 2-3 with a .368 earned run average. He's gone 36 and two-thirds innings, 12 walks, 42 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .197 against him. But in three starts against the Shackers, he's given up nine earned runs in 11 and two-thirds innings with three homers allowed and eight walks allowed, as the Shackers will face him for the fourth time this season. Starting lineup for the Biscuits is built by Renova Roofing and signed by first-year manager Kevin Bowles. Chandler Simpson is in the leadoff spot. Tanner Murray bats second. Carson Williams bats third. And Dominic Keegan rounds out the top four. In the five spot, it's Braden Taylor. Drew Baker bats in the sixth spot. And 7-8-9, Willie Vasquez, Mason Auer, and Jalen Battles. For the Shackers, it is signed by Fidel Pena. 2-0 Rays in the leadoff spot. It's also built by Renova Roofing. In the two spot, it's the righty Eric Brown Jr. Connor Scott bats in the three spot. Ernesto Martinez Jr. bats fourth. Lamar Sparks bats fifth. In the sixth spot, it is Ethan Murray. And the order rounds out with Xavier Warren, Nick Cale, and Casey Martin. Game four of a six-game set. Shackers looking to split the first four, put themselves in a position to win the series with wins on Saturday and Sunday. We'll take a break. First pitch comes your way next right here on the Biloxi Shackers Radio Network. Hey, Shackers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shackers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shackers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shackers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of Biloxi Shackers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve-level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shackers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shackers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shackers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Bryant slam. Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1. Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short. Fires the first in time. At third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes. Fires the first. Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network at WGCM.
Baker comes home. Dip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's 5 in a row.
You're home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in right down. Ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero. Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
The honor guard has officially exited the field, and we're set to go on a Friday night. Javik Blake alongside you as the Biloxi Shuckers at 29-24 in the second half, 59-61 on the season. Take on the Montgomery Biscuits, 71-52 on the year, 31-23 in the second half. Shuckers send the righty Casey Hunt to the hill. Former Mississippi State Bulldog and the guy who today makes his 12th start of the year and his 23rd appearance between single-A Carolina, high-A Wisconsin, and double-A Biloxi. With Biloxi 0-2 with a 3.31 ERA, though he's been brilliant in his three starts. 16 and a third innings. He's walked just two, struck out 23, and is coming off a double-A best 5 2/3 innings last time out against Birmingham last week on the Shuckers road trip. Fires home a couple warm-up pitches to Shuckers starting catcher Nick Kale as he'll face the Biscuits lineup that has scored 20 runs this series, including 7 or more in 2 of the first 3. Chandler Simpson is in the leadoff spot. In the 2 spot, it's Tanner Murray. In the 3 spot, it is the right-handed hitting shortstop Carson Williams, who's driven in 8 this series. Meanwhile, in the 4 spot, it is Dominic Keegan. Braden Taylor bats 5th. Drew Baker is behind him in the 6th spot, and the lineup rounds out Louis Vasquez, Mason Auer, and Jalen Battles. It's turning into a gorgeous night for baseball. 82 degrees and overcast. There was a lot of rain earlier today. The outfield has soaked it all up. The turf was on the field until about 3 o'clock. But it has turned into a gorgeous night for baseball as the Shuckers take on the Biscuits. Game 4 of a 6-game set. Shuckers enter today 2.5 games up on the Embraves for the final playoff spot in the South Division. And the Shuckers send one of their best to the hill in Casey Hunt. He faces the lefty Chandler Simpson in the leadoff spot. Shuckers wearing the royal blue uniforms. Biscuits wearing the light blue uniforms. And we're underway. First pitch is chopped to second. O'Ray charges, gloves it, fires the first. And O'Ray in the lineup for the first time since last Saturday. Retires Simpson on the first pitch of the game. First ball in play goes right to him. Shuckers starting defense tonight. Xavier Warren's at first. Dylan O'Ray is at second. Eric Brown Jr. is at short. Ethan Murray commands third. Behind the plates, Nick Kale in the outfield from left to right. Lamar Sparks, Casey Martin, and Connor Scott. Hunt delivers. Murray shows bunt, pulls back, and it's a called strike one. Hunt stands in 6'3", 200 pounds. The Wyckoff, New Jersey native. He fires home, and it's lifted towards center. Martin, the center fielder, drifts back on it. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Well, quickly two away in the inning, and it brings up the righty Carson Williams. It's not a bad thing for Hunt, who's worked efficiently in each of his first 3 starts here in Double-A.
Last time out, 91 pitches. They were in 5 2/3 innings. He delivers home. Righty Williams takes a strike on the outside corner. It's a fastball at 91. Williams this year hitting 256, 17 homers, and 58 driven in. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike, slider at 81. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The righty Hunt fires. Misses low. Cale blocks it up. The count goes to a ball and two strikes. Hunt is making his second start against the Biscuits already in just his fourth double-A start. Made his debut against the Biscuits in Montgomery. The 1-2 pitch. Check swing, and he goes around. Home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield says he goes three quarters of the way. And it is a perfect first inning for Casey Hunt. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. He sprinkles in a strikeout and needs all of eight pitches. We're scoreless through a half inning of play. Duncan Dabbitt to the hill when we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
We head to the bottom of the first inning, and the righty Duncan Dabbitt makes his eighth start of the year, his fourth against the Shuckers, as we're scoreless after a half inning of play. Dabbitt 2-3 with a 3.68 ERA. Today's his eighth start of the year, again fourth against the Shuckers. 36 2/3 innings, 12 walks, 42 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 197 against him. In the leadoff spot for the Shuckers is Dylan O'Ray. Eric Brown Jr. bats second. Connor Scott bats third. And Ernesto Martinez Jr. bats in the cleanup spot. Brock Wilkin out of the lineup tonight. Was lifted in the ninth inning yesterday. The pitch from Dabbitt is flared towards left center. Simpson is in on it from center. And he makes the catch. Retires O'Ray for the first out. Chandler Simpson commands center tonight. Drew Baker is in left. Mason Auer is in right. Third to first around the infield. Braden Taylor, Carson Williams, Jalen Battles, and Tanner Murray with Dominic Keegan doing the catching. Brown digs in very back of the right-handed box. Dabbitt delivers. It's a called strike one on the outside corner. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. Dabbitt stands in, 6'3", 235 pounds, the native of Des Moines, Iowa. The 0-1 pitch spins off a slider that misses up and away. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, slider, broken bat flare out towards left center. Baker's in on it, and it's in for a single. Brown rounds first. That snaps a two-game hitless streak. And up comes the lefty, Connor Scott. Scott this year hitting .220, four homers, 26 driven in, and a .280 OBP. Brown at first, 19 stolen bases this year. One away from becoming the second Shuckers player to 20 in a season. Dylan O'Ray already has 26. That leads the team. Righty Dabbitt comes set. Now the pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Fastball at 91. Last time out, Davitt matched his career high with 7 innings of one-run ball against Rocket City. Went 7 innings and needed just 73 pitches. Davitt delivers. It's a called strike on the outside corner. Slider at 84. And the count evens 1-1. Scott this year hitting .220, 4 homers, 26 driven in, and a .280 OBP split between the Eastern League with the Altoona Curve and the Pirates organization, and here in Biloxi. The 1-1 pitch. Scott takes away a good take. Slider off the outside corner, and the count runs to 2 balls and a strike. Scott yesterday, one of 2 multi-hit performances from the Shackers. He went 2-for-4 with a double. His 10th multi-hit game of the season. The 2-1 pitch, Brown's off to second. Scott drives it out to left. Baker is over towards the left field line. Brown off with the pitch, sprints back to first. Baker's under it and makes the catch. And Scott's retired for the second out. 2 out, 1 on. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. And up comes the big lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. A big bat who's had a big series. Enters today hitting .266 with a team-high 781 OPS. Wide, tall stance in that left-handed box. Davitt delivers. Martinez lifts it down the left field line. Baker charges on it, and it dunks in for a base hit. Brown sprints towards third. A running throw from Baker. Hops wide to the bag. Taylor comes off to grab it. Martinez is into second with a double. And the Shuckers have runners on second and third with 2 away for Lamar Sparks. Well, yesterday, the big thing for Martinez was hitting balls hard. Hit a double to the wall off the bat at 111 miles an hour. Another one down the left field line at 106, and this time he dunks one in at 66 off the bat. And now runners at second and third for Lamar Sparks. Righty Davitt delivers. Sparks shoots it foul ball, first base side on out of play. And the count goes to 0 balls and a strike. Sparks this year hitting .272, 8 homers, 36 driven in, and a .327 OBP. Ready, Davitt comes set. Now the pitch. Called strike at the knees. A sinker at 91. And the count goes to 0 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez at second. Brown's at third. The 0-2 delivery. Sparks swings and misses. Slows it down with an 82-mile-an-hour sweeper. Then ends the inning. The Shuckers threaten, but Davitt works out of it. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. We're scoreless after an inning, and we go to the second on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
job.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
We ended the top of the second inning, and the righty Casey Hunt is back to work after a perfect first inning on seven pitches. And he faces the righty Dominic Keegan. First pitch is a slider and a called strike one. Hunt's a guy who is efficient out there on the hill. Guy who was a converted reliever into a starter this year. No one pitch. Popped up. Foul territory first base side. Kale, the catcher, ditches the mask towards the Shackers dugout. And it smacks off the first row seats behind the Shackers dugout. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Hunt throws a little bit of everything. Fastball, cutter, slider, curveball, and a changeup. But he's a guy that, like Logan Henderson, throws a ton of strikes. He's walked just two guys for the first 17 and a third innings of his Double-A career. He's walked exactly one in each of his last two starts. For the 0-2 pitch, Keegan takes low. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Keegan at the plate sitting 273 with a team-best 359 OBP. The 1-2 pitch. Keegan rolls it to third. Murray stays back on it. Gobbles it up. Takes a hop. Fires to first. A bit low. It pops out of Warren's glove. And Keegan's safe. Brings up the lefty, Braden Taylor. Taylor's hitting 200 this year with a 277 OBP. Man on, nobody out. Hunt delivers. Spins off a curveball, and it's called strike one. Right now we're just waiting for confirmation on who the error is on. It is an E3, charged to Xavier Warren, his third error of the year. Keegan takes the lead off first. We're scoreless in the top of the second. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Hunt comes set at the belt. Now delivers. Swing and a miss. Spins off a cutter at 84. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Now the pitch. Just misses low. Slider at 86, and the count evens two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 delivery. Chopped foul towards the Shackers dugout and into the Shackers dugout first base side. We'll do it again at two balls and two strikes. Hunt has gone with a slider-heavy approach against the lefty Taylor. One of just two lefties in the lineup tonight. They've stacked it with righties against Hunt. Check over to first. Keegan's back in time. Entering today, righties have hit a lot better against Hunt than lefties. Righties hitting 333, lefties hitting 129. The 2-2 pitch. Taylor checks his swing, and the third base umpire says he goes around. A beautiful curveball at 79. It's Hunt's second strikeout of the day, first out of the inning. Brings up the righty, Drew Baker. One out, one on. We're scoreless in the top of the second inning. Casey Hunt so far has looked as advertised.
Randy Baker digs in. 294 hitter this year with a 352 OBP. Hunt delivers. Sliced out towards right. Scott over towards the line is under it. And he makes the catch. Two out, one on, and the righty Willie Vasquez digs in. It's a scoreless game in the top of the second inning. Vasquez hitting 202 this year. Hunt comes set at the belt. Now the pitch. Misses off the outside corner for ball one. Vasquez, the designated hitter today for the Biscuits. Did not play in either of the first two games, but played yesterday and back in the lineup today. 1-0 pitch. Is a called strike at the knees. The fastball at 91. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Hunt delivers. Misses off the outside corner. Curveball at 79. And the count goes to two balls and a strike. Vasquez is in at the very back of the right-handed box. Hunt delivers. Vasquez rolls it right back to Hunt. He grabs it off the mound towards first, flips to Warren, and that ends the inning. Hunt works around the leadoff error, and he's through two scoreless. No runs, no hits, one error, one runner left on base with an inning and a half, and we're scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Shuckers third baseman Ethan Murray leads things off as we go to the second. Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless. DC Hunt pitched two terrific innings on the hill. The Shuckers face the righty Duncan Davitt. First pitch of the frame is a called strike on the outside corner, a fastball at 90 miles an hour. And Davitt gets ahead in the count. Davitt worked around another tough situation for this Biscuits pitching staff. 0-1 pitch. Sliced foul, first base side and out of play. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Shuckers had two on for the third straight inning, going back to the eighth inning last night. And just like last night, Davitt able to keep the Shuckers off the board. 0-2 pitch. Murray drives it out towards short center. Simpson charges in on it. Williams is out from short, reaches out, makes the snow cone grab. Retires Murray for the first out. One out. Up comes the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. He bats from the left side against the righty Davitt. One out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the bottom of the second. The righty Davitt delivers. Warren smokes it first base side. Into the seats. Oh, it's got somebody's beer. The count's at no balls and a strike, and that beer is
Weigand. Off the bat at 107, that beer never stood a chance. Alrighty, Davitt delivers home. Warren takes up and in. Slider at 85, and the count evens one ball and one strike. Well, down comes an usher. At that point, I feel like you got to get a free beer, right? The 1-1 pitch. Warren takes a strike at the knees, and the count goes to 1-2. Warren's hitting .210 this year, 9 homers, 47 driven in, a .304 OBP. Davitt's 1-2 delivery. Hits him right on the foot. Warren didn't move. Stood there in the middle of the left-handed box and took it right off the right foot. One on, one away, and up comes the righty Nick Cale. Nick Cale digs in, right-handed pat against the righty Davitt. We're scoreless in the bottom of the second. The pitch to Cale. A smoked foul, first base side and out of play. Count goes to no balls and a strike. Foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor. 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 0-1 pitch. Slider called a strike. And the count goes to 0-2. That was a slider that spun and settled right towards the outer part of the plate. About belt high. A lot of movement on that pitch from Davitt. The 0-2 delivery. Popped up. Third base side. Keegan, the catcher's over. But it's into the seats off the first row. Almost got a little kid. Instead, him and his buddy are chasing after it. And it's a little kid in the first row. He didn't even move. He's just sitting there, and his mom got the baseball and a couple of hops, and he's got himself a terrific souvenir. No balls, two strikes, one away. Davitt delivers. Slider misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-2. One on, one out. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Davitt fires. Cale swings and misses. Buries a sweeper low at 81. Second out of the inning. Second strikeout today for Davitt. Brings up the righty Casey Martin. Two out, one on. We're scoreless in the bottom of the second. Righty Davitt delivers home. It's called strike one. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Davitt originally drafted in the 18th round of the 2022 draft out of the University of Iowa in the Big Ten. The 0-1 pitch. Martin fists it foul back to the screen at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Martin drives it down the right field line. Hours after it, it tails towards the foul line, and it takes a hop into the Shackers bullpen. Count stays at 0-2. It was an inside-out swing for Martin on a pitch up and in at 93. Righty Davitt comes set at the belt. Warren's off the first base bag. Murray holds him on. The 0-2 pitch. Martin pops it up. Out towards right center. Simpson, the center fielder's back on it. Carries a good bit. And he holds it in over the shoulder for the final out.
No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're scoreless through two. Casey Hunt back to work when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
We go to the third inning, and as would have been the case for pretty much every Casey Hunt start since being promoted to AA, we've got ourselves a pitcher's duel. It's a scoreless game. The righty Casey Hunt's gone to scoreless for the Shuckers. Duncan Davitt has done the same for the Biscuits. First pitch of the third from Hunt is a fastball up and in to the righty Mason Auer, and we're off and running. Auer in the eighth spot in the Biscuits order, hitting 183 this year with a 255 OBP. The 1-0 pitch popped foul behind home plate and out of play. The count evens 1-1. Auer this year hitting 183. Right now hitless in his last six games entering tonight. The 1-1 pitch tipped in and out of Cale Smith behind the plate. There were a couple different sounds. And the counts at a ball and two strikes. Auer's in his second year with the Biscuits. Former fifth-round pick back in 2021 out of San Jacinto Junior College in Texas. The 1-2 pitch misses low, and the count evens 2-2. Jalen Battles stands on deck. Casey Hunt stares in. Now delivers. Misses low, and the count goes full. San Jac, one of the best junior colleges in the country, especially baseball-wise. A lot of talent has come through there regularly. They're making appearances the World Series. The pitch is lifted out to left center. Martin, the center fielder's in on it, and it drops in for a single. Auer touches first, and the speedster snaps an 0-for-16 skid at the plate, and it brings up the righty Jalen Battles. That's the first hit of the day for the Biscuits. Auer, 22 of 27 on stolen bases this year, stands at first. And Hunt's former SEC foe, Jalen Battles, an Arkansas alum, digs in from the right side. The pitch. It is a called strike at the top of the zone and 92. Battles drafted in the fifth round in 2022 out of Arkansas. Check back to first. Now we're back in time. Battles hitting 227 this year with a 298 OBP. Another check over, and now we're again back in time. Minor fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from tonight. Again, 601-514-0776. The pitch popped up. Foul, first base side, and way out of play. The count goes to no balls and two strikes.
Heinkamp set at the bell. Now the 0-2 pitch. Battles takes up and in. Fastball at 91. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Freddie Heinkamp set at the belt. Now delivers. Battles again fouls it off. First base side and out of the ballpark. Count stays at 1-2. On to a sixth pitch in this battle between Battles and Hunt. Former Mississippi State Bulldog against the former Arkansas Razorback. The 1-2 pitch, Auer's off to second, and Battles fouls it back again. And Auer slides into second. Those gray pants are all dirty, and he jumps back to first. On to a sixth pitch in this battle as the righty digs back in against the righty Hunt. 1-2 pitch. Misses off the outside corner. The count evens 2-2. Auer again takes his lead. Ray at second is basically right behind the second base back. The 2-2 pitch. Battles, nubs it foul. And the battle continues. On to an eighth pitch in this AB. That's more pitches than Casey Hunt threw the entirety of the first inning. He went 1-2-3, and he needed all of seven pitches to do it. He's about to throw his eighth of this battle against Battles. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball smacked towards third. Murray gobbles it up, fires to second to one. O'Reilly the turn to first. It's wide, and it pulls Warren off the bag. Hours retired. Battles reaches on the fielder's choice. Auer's retired 5-4 in the putout. And it brings up the lefty Chandler Simpson at the top of the order. Even though the Shuckers did not get the double play, they did get the speedier runner between Battles and Auer out. But up comes the fastest guy in minor league baseball in the lefty Chandler Simpson. We're scoreless in the third with one away. The pitch. Simpson takes low and the count goes to 1-0. Murray plays in at third, basically on the grass for the Shuckers. Hunt comes set. Now the 1-0 pitch. Simpson drives it towards left. Sparks is in on it. Sticks up his mitt and he makes the catch. Simpson's retired for the second time tonight. And now two away with a runner on for Tanner Murray. Time for 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
The righty Tanner Murray digs in against the righty Casey Hunt. First to check over to first, and Jalen Battles is back in time. He's the runner on with two away. It's a scoreless game in the top of the third inning, and now Shuckers pitching coach Will Shearholz runs out. Nick Kale is out as well, and he's going to have a chat with Hunt. Hunt about to throw his 39th pitch of the day, 26 strikes. He's thrown 31 pitches after a 7-pitch first inning. And Shearholz jogs back to the Shuckers dugout. One on, two away. And the righty Tanner Murray digs in. 0-for-1 today with a flyout to center. Hunt delivers. Slider. Ball to short. Brown charges. Gloves. Takes his time. Fires to first. That ends the inning. For the second straight inning, the leadoff man gets on. The second straight inning, despite the leadoff man getting on, the Biscuits don't score. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 2.5, and we're scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Dylan O'Ray digs in from the left side against the righty Duncan Davitt. We head to the bottom of the third. Nobody's broken through yet. Both teams have had base runners, but we're scoreless. Righty Davitt comes home to the lefty O'Ray. It's a slider and a called strike one. O'Ray back in the lineup today for the first time since last Saturday at Birmingham. The 0-1 pitch. O'Ray drives it out to left center, sky high. Baker, the left fielder, converges with Simpson. Baker calls off Simpson and makes the catch. Now one away for the righty, Eric Brown Jr. Alrighty, Eric Brown Jr. digs in. He's singled back in the first. Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless in the bottom of the third inning. Right-hander Davitt delivers. Chess misses away. Fastball at 92. The count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Brown swings and misses. Cutter ties him up in the inside corner, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Davitt takes a breath. The 1-0 pitch. The 1-1 pitch is a slider and a called strike two. Brown's got his hands high above his face. Almost comes to a point right above his helmet. Bat basically straight up pointing towards the sky. 1-2 pitch, slider away, and the count evens 2-2. Something new that Brown's been trying. He's had that stance now for about 2.5 weeks, and he calls time and steps out. It's been a progression this year for Brown and his stances. The hands have moved around a little bit. The 2-2 pitch. He swings and slices it down the right field line. Auer sprints towards it, and it is a fair ball, but Auer makes the basket catch on the run. And Brown's retired for the second out. And Connor Scott is now batting. Announced by a young fan. Two out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the bottom of the third inning. Scott today 0-for-1 with a fly out to left. The righty Davitt delivers. Scott takes away. Fastball at 93, and the count goes to 1-0. Scott entered today hitting 256 with the Shuckers since joining the team in early July. The 1-0 pitch. Scott hits it on two hops up the middle, but Williams is right there at short behind second. Fires to first, Murray picks it out of the dirt. The throw short hops him, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the fourth, and we're still scoreless. Biscuits and Sheckers. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Sheckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Well, if you like pitching, you've tuned into the right game. It's a scoreless game as we go to the fourth between the Biloxi Shuckers and Montgomery Biscuits. Fourth game of a six-game set, and the righty Casey Hunt faces the number three hitter in the Biscuits order, Carson Williams, for the second time tonight. First pitch misses low, and the count goes to a ball and no strikes. Just joining us, Hunt needed just seven pitches to get through a scoreless first. He's worked around base runners in each of the last two innings. The 1-0 delivery. Williams takes low. It's a cutter at 87, and the count goes to 2-0. Unfortunately for Hunt, though, him looking up at the scoreboard and being locked in a pitcher's duel is nothing new. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Cutter at 87. And the count goes to two balls and a strike. Entering today, the Shuckers had scored a grand total of two runs while Hunt was on the mound this year. 2-1 pitch. Hot foul ball, first base side and out of play. And the count evens 2-2. And they both came last time out. Shuckers fell by a 3-2 final against the Barons last Saturday. That was the game where Terrell Tatum had a walk-off steal at home and a heartbreaking loss for the Shuckers. The 2-2 pitch. Williams drives it towards right center. Scott and Martin both back on it. Martin at full sprint gives way to Scott right around the warning track, and Scott hauls it in for the out. Williams is retired, and it brings up the righty Dominic Keegan. Time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Top of the fifth inning, the Embraves lead Pensacola 2-1. Elsewhere, they're scoreless in Chattanooga between the Lookouts and the Barons. Bottom of the third inning. Hunt delivers. Keegan takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. Meanwhile, top of the third inning, Smokies 2, Trash Pandas 1. Smokies locked up a playoff berth yesterday. The 2-1 pitch, driven towards left center. Martin, over a couple of steps, makes the catch. And quickly, two away. Two out, nobody on, and a scoreless game for the lefty, Braden Taylor. Taylor 0-for-1 today with a strikeout back in the second. Hunt delivers. And it's called strike one. Fastball on the outside corner at 92. The first round of the playoffs in the North Division has already been set with the Smokies winning last night. The 0-1 pitch. Taylor chops it foul ball first base side. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. It'll be the Barons and the Smokies. Game one of that series, September 17th in Knoxville, which, funny enough, is where the Barons end their season. So those two teams could end up playing nine straight games against each other. The 0-2 pitch, Taylor takes low, and the count goes to 1-2. It'll be nine straight games potentially against each other, with six of them that don't count in the slightest, with both teams already in the playoffs with 2.5 weeks left to go in the season. Checkers in a little bit of a different situation. Hunt fires home the 1-2 pitch. Taylor swings and misses. Goes down to an E. And that ends the inning. It's a 1-2-3 fourth from Hunt. Strikes out Taylor on a changeup. And he's through four scoreless. We're through 3.5 scoreless at Keesler Federal Park. And we're scoreless on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Checkers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Checkers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Ernesto Martinez Jr. leads it off for the Checkers as we move to the bottom of the fourth inning. We're still looking for a run in this thing. Duncan Davitt and Checkers starter Casey Hunt have both gone scoreless. Davitt's first pitch of the fourth is dribbled foul off catcher Dominic Keegan back to the screen. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Martinez today roped a double down the left field line. His third double in the last two nights. Now the 0-1 pitch is a slider. He takes it all the way, and it's a called strike at the knees. Count runs to no balls and two strikes. The righty Davitt out of the windup delivers. Martinez takes low and inside, and the count goes to 1-2. Davitt so far has not allowed a hit since Martinez's double in the first. Checkers tonight have been held scoreless on just two hits. The 1-2 pitch. Martinez swings and misses. Gets him to chase a changeup off the outside corner at 85. And now one away for the righty Lamar Sparks. Sparks is 0-for-1 tonight, struck out swinging on a slider back in the first. The righty Davitt delivers. Driven towards short center, Simpson charges, and it's down for a base hit. Sparks rounds first, puts on the brakes. Simpson fires it in. Sparks now is his second hit of the series, and the Checkers get a man on for the righty Ethan Murray. Murray's 0-for-1 tonight. Popped out to short back in the second. Davitt checks over to first, and Sparks is back in time.
The pitch misses low and away. The count goes to 1-0. Checkers have a man on, one out, scoreless in the bottom of the fourth inning. The 1-0 pitch. Murray takes low and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Davitt comes set. Now the pitch. Murray takes a slider just off the outside corner at 85. And he runs the count to 3-0. Davitt delivers. Rolled third base side. Couple of hops backhanded by Taylor at third. Goes to second for one. Battles the first. In time, it's a double play that ends the inning. Murray smoked it third base side, but a real nice turn by Taylor ends the inning. It goes around the horn, 5-4-3, and we're scoreless through four. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the fifth after this on the Shackers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
Up steps the righty Drew Baker against the righty Casey Hunt. We head to the fifth. We're scoreless between the Shackers and the Biscuits. There's been little to no offense tonight. Pitch to Baker. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Baker's 0-for-1 with a flyout to right back in the second. The Biscuits have just a single hit tonight. The 1-0 pitch. Laced out towards right. There's a second hit. And one hop, Scott. Baker extends his hit streak to 5 straight. One on, nobody out, and it brings up the righty Willie Vasquez. Leadoff man gets on for the third time in the last 4 innings for the Biscuits. Hunt pitches out of the stretch. Check over to first. Not in time. Baker turned to second, and then at the last moment wheeled around to first. And the Shackers almost got him. He takes his lead again, though it's a little more cautious this time. The pitch. Vasquez takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 0-0. Shackers have sneakily been very, very good this year at picking off base runners. The 0-1 pitch, driven out to right center. Martin on the run, reaches up, and he makes the catch. The former Arkansas Razorback had some SEC wide receiver closing speed there. Sprinted over in a hurry and hauls in the Vasquez flyout. brings up the Randy Mason hour. By the way, we'd like to say a big hello to Jim and Teresa listening in from Wexford, Pennsylvania. Big hello as well to George in Grand Ridge, Florida, alongside Kane and Sarah in Biloxi as well. Check over to first. And Baker's back in time. And as always, a big time hello to the one and only Joey Rolt, tuning in from Sarasota, Florida. The pitch, runner off to second. It's popped up a mile high, first base side. Hunt is acting like it's a ground ball. Warren under it, makes the catch, shovels to Hunt. But Baker gets back in time. Two away, runner on first, and up comes the righty, Jalen Battles. You can hear a couple of Arkansas fans in the background cheering on Battles right now. One on, two away. The pitch, swing and a miss. He whips on a hard slider. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Battles tonight 0 for 1. Grounded into a fielder's choice back in the third. Hunt delivers. Misses up, and the count evens 1 and 1. It's a scoreless game in the top of the fifth inning. Hunt checks over to first. The tag is not in time. Hours a big stolen base throw. Outside of Chandler Simpson, he's probably the biggest on this team. 39 stolen bases this year. The 1-1 pitch. Misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. Now, obviously, nobody is going to be as fast as Chandler Simpson. Closing in on 100 stolen bases this year. Just an absurd number from Simpson, who's already reached 90-plus for the second straight season in minor league baseball. 2-1 pitch is a called strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 2-2. The Biscuits, as a team, have exactly 200 this year. Them and the Mississippi Braves, the only two teams in AA with at least 200 this season. The 2-2 pitch from Hunt. Swing and a miss. Slider on the outside corner, and that ends the inning. It's Hunt's fourth strikeout of the night, and he's gone through five shutout innings on exactly 60 pitches. No runs, one hit. No errors, one runner left on base. We're through four and a half, and we're scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
In step Xavier Warren. That's from the left side against the righty, Duncan Davitt. It's a scoreless game in the bottom of the fifth inning. Davitt delivers. Warren chops it foul towards the Shuckers dugout, and Lamar Sparks reaches out and grabs it off the top step. Now goes to no balls and a strike. Davitt and Casey Hunt have both been terrific tonight. We haven't seen a run between these two teams, and just five total hits. The 0-1 pitch misses low and inside. A changeup at 85. The count evens 1-1. Warren was hit by a pitch back in the second. Took it like a champ. Fastball right off the right shoe, and it didn't move. The 1-1 pitch misses away. Another changeup, this time at 84. And the count goes to 2-1. Davitt delivers. Warren takes up and away, and the count goes to 3-3. That was Davitt's 50th pitch of the night. After he went 7 innings on 73 pitches last time out, the pitch misses low, and the Shuckers draw their first walk of the night. Warren reaches for the second time today. And up comes the righty Nick Cale. And once again, we have a young fan from the stands who announces a Shuckers batter. First time the Shuckers have done that this year. It's been a really cool thing that's happened throughout this game. A couple different voices announcing the batters. The pitch from Davitt. Cale shows bunt, pulls back, and it's a called strike one. Shuckers PA announcer Kyle Curley has been joined by a rotating cast tonight. In a scoreless game, bottom of the fifth inning. Davitt delivers. Cale swinging him away. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 91. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Warren takes his lead off first. Davitt's 0-2 pitch. Slider rolled weakly towards third. Taylor to his left grabs it almost at short. Fires to Battles for one. The throw to first is not in time. Cale beats it out. And up comes Casey Martin. The force out goes 5-4. Warren's retired. And up comes the righty Casey Martin. We're scoreless in the bottom of the fifth inning. One on, one away. Davitt delivers. Misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch pops foul, first base side and out of play, and the count evens 1-1. The foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Davitt delivers. Martin swings and misses. Fastball up and in at 92. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, one away. Cale takes his lead off first. Davitt fires. Hot foul back in our direction, and it hits off the very top of the press box. Rattles around. It smacked right above us in the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. One ball, two strikes, one away. The pitch popped up. Behind home plate, Keegan, the catcher, towards the seats, under it. It hits off the railing, off another railing, and ends up in the seats. The rare double post. It hit off the very top of the gate that leads down the tunnel and then hit off one of the bars that ends the seating section right near the tunnel. Counts it a ball and two strikes with one away. Davitt fires home. Martin fouls it off again, and he stays alive. The One ball, two strikes, one away. Kale dances off first. Davitt delivers. Slider fouled off Keegan's mask and into the Shuckers dugout right by Brewers Director of Player Development, Spencer Allen, who's on the top step. It was great to talk to Allen yesterday. Joined the pregame show as our pregame interview. Great insight from Allen on all sorts of things, including what's next for these guys after the regular season, and Shuckers hope the postseason comes to a close. The 1-2 pitch. Martin drives it out to right. Auer is in on it. And he makes the catch towards the foul line. Martin's retired for the second out. Top of the order comes up. It's the left-handed hitting Dylan O'Reilly. It's a scoreless game in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ray's 0 for 2 tonight. Kale dances. Now the pitch. Broken back. Grounder to second. Battles gets it on his back foot. Fires to first. And that ends the inning. Davitt's through 5 shutout innings in 63 pitches. And he works around a leadoff walk here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the sixth inning, and we're scoreless on the Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Chandler Simpson leads things off for the Biscuits as we move to the sixth. And for the fourth straight start, that is every single double-A start for Casey Hunt, he's into the sixth inning. Righty's been electric tonight. He fires home to the lefty Simpson. First pitch is a curveball and a called strike one. Simpson's 0 for 2 tonight. The Shuckers play the corners in for the speed Siru. He's known to drop a bunt or two. 0-1 pitch. Misses low. Another curveball. And the count evens 1-1. Hunt has gone 5 shutout innings. He's allowed just 2 hits. The pitch. Simpson takes a strike. It's a curveball at 79. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Simpson fouls it off his back foot. Count stays at a ball and 2 strikes. I think the big thing tonight for Hunt is how effective he's been. 64 pitches. 44 of them have been strikes. And he has yet to walk a batter. That's been a theme for him here in Double-A. The 1-2 pitch. Simpson takes low. Cutter at 87. And the count evens 2-2. In fact, entering today, Hunt had walked just 2-16 1/3 innings. Well, yet on tonight, he's walked 2-21 1/3 innings. Hunt's 2-2 pitch is lifted out to left center. Sparks races back on it into the left center field. Alleyway, left fielder's under it. And Sparks makes the catch. One away for the righty, Tanner Murray. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The big league club playing two today. They won game one, 5-4 in 10 innings. They lead game two, 4-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning against the Cincinnati Reds. Hunt delivers. Murray takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Elsewhere, Nashville and Charlotte were suspended in game one of a doubleheader. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Meanwhile, game two of that doubleheader was canceled. So they'll resume the suspended game tomorrow as part of a doubleheader. The 0-2 pitch. Murray drives it out to left, sparks in on it, and it drops in front of him for a base hit. Murray singles. Just the third hit allowed tonight from Hunt. And up comes the righty, Carson Williams. Elsewhere in the system, in high A, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers down 6-0 in the top of the fourth inning against the Quad Cities River Bandits. Elsewhere, bottom 7 in single A, the Carolina Mudcats lead the Lynchburg Hillcats by a 9-2 score in the seventh inning. Hunt delivers to Williams. It's a slider that the righty takes off the outside corner for ball one. We're scoreless in the top of the sixth inning here at Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. Check over to first, and Murray's back standing. Williams tonight, 0-2, with the strikeout back in the first. Hunt delivers. Called strike, top of the zone. Cutter at 85, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, fouled straight back, and the count goes to 1-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Hunt delivers. Swing and a miss. Slider on the outside corner at 86, and he picks up his fifth strikeout tonight. Now two away for the righty, Dominic Keegan. Righty-righty matchup. Hunt fires home. Keegan takes a slider, top of the zone for strike one. Keegan tonight, 0-2. Check back to first, and Murray's back in time. Keegan reaching an error in the second, left to center in the fourth. It has been a quiet offensive day for both sides tonight. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Spins off a slider at 85 off the outside corner. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. The 0-2 pitch. Lifted towards short. Brown jumps. It's off his mitt. And it deflects into left center. Murray around second and heads to third. It's a single for Keegan. And now runners in the corners with two away for Braden Taylor. The Shackers were about 2 inches away from getting out of this inning. But instead, it's the runners in the corners with two away for the lefty Taylor. Nick Cale comes out to talk to Hunt. Cale now walks back to the plate. Thank you. Hale stops about halfway. Gets the infield's attention. Dots up his catcher's gear with the first and third signs. Keegan's at first. Murray's at third. It's a scoreless game in the top of the sixth inning. And lefty Braden Taylor digs in. 0 for 2 tonight with two strikeouts. Hunt delivers. Swing and a miss. A big curveball at 80 miles an hour. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Shuckers' bullpen starts to get moving. The 0-1 pitch. Taylor fouls it back, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Bullpen coach Paul Mueller just met Caleb Bowman about halfway between the Shuckers' dugout and the bullpen, and whatever message he relayed to Bowman, it's going to carry back right now. No balls, two strikes, two away. Hunt deals. Taylor takes low. Hale blocks it up. The count goes to 1-2. Hunt stares in. Now comes send at the belt. The 1-2 pitch. Taylor takes low. And the count evens 2-2. That was a cutter at 87. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. We're scoreless with two away in the top of the sixth inning. Hunt delivers. Taylor swings and misses. He falls to a knee on an 80-mile-an-hour curveball, and Casey Hunt has tied his career high with six shutout innings on the hill. No runs, two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. We're through 5.5, and Casey Hunt is cruising on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We're scoreless into the bottom of the sixth inning. Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless. Casey Hunt has tied his career high with six shutout innings, and Duncan Devitt is into the sixth inning. He also has not allowed a run. Fingers home to the righty, Eric Brown Jr., and the first pitch is lifted to left. Baker's back on it, looks up, and it smacks off the wall. Brown hustles around first. Baker bobbles in on the warning track, and instead of a sliding double, it is a standing leadoff double for Brown. It's his second hit of the day. And up comes Connor Scott. Brown smoked that thing off the bat at 105 miles an hour. And it brings up the lefty, Connor Scott. Scott's 0 for 2 today. We're scoreless in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Biscuits infield shifts towards first, though Taylor at third stays at home. Davitt delivers. Scott ropes it down the left field line. Baker's over, and it's down for a base hit. Brown sprints around third. Baker's throw home is cut off halfway up the third baseline by Taylor. Back-to-back doubles to start off the sixth. Give the Shackers a 1-0 lead. It's Scott's second double of the series. And it brings up the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. That is Scott's 27th RBI of the year. And the Shackers, after being held to just three hits for the first five innings, have gone double-double to start the inning. And up comes Ernesto Martinez Jr. Davitt fires. Martinez takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Shackers have a 1-0 lead. The 1-0 pitch. Martinez fouls it back. Just got a piece of it. And the count evens at 1-1. One ball, one strike, nobody out. Davitt delivers. Martinez smashes it foul out of the ballpark. Third base side, and the count goes to 1-2. He smashed that thing, but just a little behind it. Scott's off second. 1-0 Shackers. Now Martinez calls time and steps out. The 1-2 pitch. Martinez drives it wide deep in right center, and this thing is gone. My goodness. 413 feet off the bat at 109, and it's 3-0 Shuckers. He got a high changeup and absolutely destroyed it. Off the bat again at 109, 413 feet. It's his 11th homer of the year, and he's up to 51 driven in. Shackers have had all three reach in the inning. All three have scored. Now the pitch. Sparks the righty, fouls it off, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Well, the Shackers entered today having scored all of two runs. While Casey Hunt was on the mound in his first three starts, that has changed in a hurry. Shackers have scored three tonight. 0-1 pitch, fouled back, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Davitt's 0-2 pitch. He smacked foul ball off Sparks' his front foot. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. Davitt delivers. Sparks swings and misses. Change up at 86 on the inside corner. And now one away for Ethan Murray. Righty Davitt delivers to the righty Murray. Roped on one hop by Taylor's dive at third and into left for a single. The Shuckers are all over Duncan Davitt here in the sixth inning. That was off Murray's bat at 97 miles an hour. And up comes the switch hitter Xavier Warren. Shuckers have tallied three runs on four hits in the sixth. And the Biscuits still don't have anybody warming. Davitt delivers. Warren hammers it foul and out of play. First base side, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Warren takes a strike on the outside corner. Changeup at 86. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 delivery. Warren takes up and away. And the count goes to 1-2. The pitch lifted towards left. Baker is back on it, under it, and he makes the catch. Murray retreats back to first, and now two away for the righty, Nick Cale.
Here's hit number five, Nick Cale.
Cale digs in from the right side. It's a 3-0 Shuckers lead. All three runs have come this inning. RBI double from Connor Scott, and then a moonshot from Ernesto Martinez Jr., a 413-foot line drive homer. The righty Davitt delivers. Cale smacks it right side of the infield. Battles gets it at second, knee high, fires to first, and then ends the inning. But not before the Shuckers strike for three. Three runs, four hits, three extra base hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. 3-0 Shuckers after six, and we go to the seventh on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
For the first time in his pro career, Casey Hunt is into the seventh inning of a start. It's a 3-0 Shuckers lead. Shuckers bullpen starts to get moving with Will Childers warming up. Shuckers have a 3-0 lead. And the righty Hunt delivers to the righty Baker. First pitch misses low. It's a slider at 81. And the count goes to a ball with no strikes. Hunt tonight has tied his career high with six innings. It's the third time in his career he's done it. 1-0 pitch. Smacks foul ball back to the screen, and the count evens 1-1. And Hunt's pitch count is in good shape. He's topped out at 93 this season. And his last pitch was just his 83rd of the night, so a little bit of wiggle room to try and get through seven for the first time in his career. The 1-1 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. Hunt has allowed just four hits, no runs, has not walked a batter, and struck out six. That's been the big thing. The 2-1 delivery. Baker chops it up the middle by Hunt, hops up the middle. Ray gets it at second, behind second, fires to first in time, and there's one away. One away, and it brings up the righty Willie Vasquez. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Pitch to Willie Vasquez is a curveball and a called strike one on the outside corner from the righty KC Hunt, who set a brand new career high, 6 1/3 innings on the hill. The 0-1 pitch, Vasquez takes low. And the count evens 1-1. He's thrown 88 pitches. 61 of them have been strikes. A guy who was turned into a starter starting on June 6th in High A after being a reliever to start off his pro career is turned into a star in Biloxi. 1-1 pitch. Vasquez breaks his bat, loops it towards center. O'Ray climbs the ladder, but it's over his mitt. And it traps down for a single. Vasquez reaches, and it brings up the righty Mason Auer. Childers continues to get warm down in that Shuckers bullpen. And it brings up the righty Auer. It's a 3-0 Shuckers lead, and that is going to end the night for KC Hunt. But El Pena out of the dugout, and after 6 1/3 brilliant innings, the Shuckers are headed to the bullpen. He gets high fives and glove taps from everybody. Pena makes the point. What a night from KC Hunt. He gets a standing ovation as he comes off the mound. And the Shuckers have a 3-0 lead. We're back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Joe Arault. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Mason Auer digs in from the right side against the new Shuckers pitcher, the righty Will Childers. It's a 3-0 Shuckers lead. In the top of the seventh inning, Childers inherits a runner with one away and delivers. Runner off, pitches a called strike, throw to second is way high, and it's into center. Vasquez takes a step towards third and turns back. And the count's at no balls and a strike. Childers in to make his 25th appearance of the year after KC Hunt sets a brand new career high with 6 1/3 innings. Childers 28 1/3 on the hill with a 2.86 ERA, 12 walks, and 43 strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch. Lifted on one hop to second. O'Ray gobbles it up on the back half of the infield. Fires to first. And Auer's retired for the second out. Two away. And in steps the righty Jalen Battles. Shuckers have a 3-0 lead. Three runs on seven hits and an error. of the Biscuits. No runs on five hits with no errors. Vasquez is off second. Tilders delivers. It's a called strike. Slider at 84. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Childers made his last appearance in the series opener on Tuesday, went a third of an inning and threw three pitches. The 0-1 pitch. Battles take strike two. Fastball at 95. And the velo has been Childers' best friend here over the last little bit. He's been up to 97 over his last few appearances. No balls, two strikes, and two away. Childers delivers. Battles, hits it on a couple of hops to second. O'Ray gathers in and right, and then he boots it. Everybody's safe. And runners in the corners with two away for Chandler Simpson. It goes as a single. That's the right call. It was a real tough play for O'Ray to make going to his left. Now runners in the corners for Chandler Simpson. And you can start to hear this lively crowd on a Friday night start to come alive. One of the final Friday games of the season for the Biloxi Shockers. They got one more in the regular season. Two out, runners in the corners. Childers fires. Simpson takes off the inside corner for ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Lifted third base side on two hops, but foul. He almost took out Vasquez. And the count's even at 1-1. Simpson went with the inside-out swing on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball in the inside corner. Count's even 1-1. Two away. Vasquez at third. Battles is at first. Childers delivers. Simpson chops it to short. Brown charges, grabs it on the run, fires a dart to first. It's in time, and Childers strands two. No runs, two hits, no errors, two runners left on base. Casey Hunt, six in the third, shutout innings. And it's time to stretch. Shockers three, Biscuits nothing. This is Biloxi Shockers baseball on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Biscuits, and the first pitch to Casey Martin misses up. The count goes to a ball and no strikes. Javik Blake alongside you on a Friday night. A terrific crowd, and the Shuckers have a 3-0 lead over the Montgomery Biscuits. Dally fires. Martin loops it towards center. Simpson in on it, now back on it. He leaps, and he makes the catch. It retires Martin for the first down.
Here's
Dowie, a right-handed arm.
He's in for the starter, Duncan Davitt, who goes six innings, gives up three runs on seven hits, a walk and four strikeouts. Dowie delivers. First pitch misses up to the lefty O'Reilly. Count goes to 1-0. O'Reilly is 0-for-3 tonight and has returned to the lineup for the first time since last Saturday in Birmingham. Dowie delivers. It's a called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Checkers got all three runs last inning. RBI double from Connor Scott. A two-run homer from Ernesto Martinez Jr. The 1-1 pitch. Misses low and inside. And the count goes to 2-1. Dowie fires. Ray slices it foul. Third base side and out of play. The count evens 2-2. Dowie makes his eighth appearance. Check that, seventh appearance of the season. 5-1-4 ERA. He's given up four runs in seven innings, five walks, five strikeouts. And opponents are hitting 174 against him. He's only given up four hits. Counts even 2-2 against O'Reilly. The righty fires. Ray swings and misses. An emergency hack on a high fastball at 91. And now two away for the righty, Eric Brown Jr. After not having a hit since the series opener entering today, Brown's had himself a nice night. Multi-performance, 2-for-3 with a loud double in the sixth inning. It's 3-0 Checkers here in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Brown fouls it straight back. And the count evens 1-1. Checkers bullpen is silent. After Will Childers finished out the scoreless seventh, looks like he'll have the eighth inning as well. The 1-1 pitch. Misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Brown tags it out to left. Baker, the left fielder's in on it, and he makes the catch. Dally comes in, and it is a perfect seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Checkers 3, Biscuits nothing. We head to the eighth after this in the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
We go to the eighth inning. The Checkers 3-0. over the Montgomery Biscuits. Game four of a six-game set. The righty Will Childers back to work. His first full inning on the hill. And he faces the righty Tanner Murray. First pitch. Murray slices it foul at 96. First base side and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Childers entered last inning for KC Hunt. Stranded an inherited runner, which finishes up another terrific night from KC Hunt. The 0-1 pitch. Murray dribbles it. Third base side. Murray charges, gloves, throws on the run to first. And it's not in time. Murray just beats it out. It's his second hit of the night. The leadoff man gets on for Carson Williams. The final line tonight for KC Hunt, 6 3/3 innings, gives up 5 runs, 5 hits, no runs. Those 6 3/3 innings, a brand new career high. No walks, 6 strikeouts, and he throws 88 pitches. His ERA now down to 2.38, and he has 2 walks through 4 AA starts. Righty Carson Williams steps in. Murray off first. It's a 3-0 Checkers lead. The pitch is a called strike one. Dots a slider at 84. Settled right on the outside corner. Williams 0 for 3 tonight. 2 strikeouts and a fly out to right. The 0-1 pitch. Slider misses up. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Throws a cutter at 90 miles an hour, and the count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Childers comes set at the belt. Now the 1-2 pitch, driven out to right but foul. And it tails into the seats. Count stays at 1-2. Time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Southern League. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. They're at the top of the 8th inning. M-Braves 3, Blue Wahoos 2. The 1-2 pitch. Misses low. Kale blocks it up. Count evens 2-2. They're through 7 in Chattanooga. The Lookouts lead the Barons 2-1. And in the top of the 7th, the Smokies lead Rocket City by a 5-1 score. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out, and a runner on. It's 3-0 Checkers in the top of the 8th inning. Childers delivers. Slider misses away, and the count goes full. Time called at the very last moment. Williams now steps out. The 3-2 pitch. Williams drives it out to short right. Scott starts back on it. Now comes in on it, and it drops in for a base hit. Murray to second. And up comes the tying run in Dominic Keegan. And the Checkers bullpen sprints in action. It is Justin Yeager who has started throwing. And this would likely be a multi-out save opportunity for Yeager. Checkers leader in saves this year with 16. As the entire infield comes in, and pitching coach Will Shearholz is out to the mound to deliver a message. It's the meat of this order. Dominic Keegan, 1-for-3 tonight, single back in the 6th inning. Checkers have danced around a number of different base runners tonight. The Biscuits have tallied 8 hits. Lucky for the Checkers, all of them have been singles. Shearholz is back to the dugout. Yeager continues to warm. And up comes the righty Keegan.
It's a 3-0 Shuckers lead in the top of the eighth. Childers picks up his leg, spins around, and stares at second. Murray wanders back to the bag. Childers delivers. Keegan takes up and away. And the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch is a called strike top of the zone. And the count evens 1-1. Righty Childers, set at the belt, delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 96. That's where he's living right now with that fastball. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Fouled off Kale's mask. You can hear that ricochet off from all the way up here in the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Count stays at 1-2 as Yeager continues to warm. Childers wants a new baseball and he gets one from the home plate umpire. The 1-2 pitch. Chess misses away. Cutter at 89, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Driven foul, first base side and out of play. The count stays at 2-2. It's a 3-0 Shuckers lead, 2 on, 2 out, top of the 8th inning. The pitch, Keegan drives it deep to right, Scott back on it at the warning track, and it's gone. It's been a string of back-breaking homers for the Biscuits this week, and Keegan hits one today. It's a 3-3 game on one swing of the bat. He touches home. It's his 8th homer of the year, up to 57 driven in. And the 3-0 lead's evaporated. It was a fastball in the outside corner at 95. Keegan just went with it. Off the bat at 103 miles an hour, it was 363 feet. Pitch to the righty. Check that. The lefty, Braden Taylor, misses inside for ball one. Childers delivers. Back towards a slider, and it's called strike. We got a brand new ball game here in the eighth. 3-3. Nobody on and nobody out. The pitch. Taylor swings and misses. Whiffs on a fastball outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, tipped, foul, oh, it's a swing and a miss. Taylor strikes out for the fourth time tonight. Childers gets him on the slider. Now one away for the righty, Drew Baker. It's a 3-3 game in the bottom of the eighth inning. Childers delivers. Baker swings and misses. Fastball at 95 in the outer half. Count goes to no balls and a strike. Childers delivers. Driven out to right. Scott's in on it, and it's down for a single.
Cutter on the outside corner, and Baker just went with it. And that's going to end Childers' night. Pena quickly out of the dugout. Four of the first five have reached here in the eighth inning. Three have scored. The Shuckers have gone from a 3-0 lead to a tie game. The Shuckers bring in their closer in the eighth inning in a tie game. That's when you know it's a big-time situation. We're knotted at three. Back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past off season, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Shuckers turn to their closer, trying to get out of this eighth inning. It's a 3-3 game, one out, one on. And the righty Justin Yeager delivers the righty Willie Vasquez. First pitch is a called strike one in the outside corner. Yeager inherits a base runner at first. It's the speedy Drew Baker. Shuckers enter this inning up 3-0, but a three-run homer from Dominic Keegan has tied this game up. Yeager checks over to first. Baker's back in time. This is Yeager's 42nd appearance of the season. 44 and two-thirds innings with a 3.43 ERA. 15 walks, 48 strikeouts. Baker at first is the seventh runner he's inherited all year. None of them have scored. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 93 in the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. It is not often that we see Yeager in an inning that is not the ninth. This is just his 10th appearance before the ninth this year. And just his 7th appearance all year where he enters the game and it's tied. The 0-2 pitch, runner off to second. Vasquez shoots it, first base side by Warren and down the right field line towards the corner. Scott chases after it. Baker rounds third and comes home. Scott picks it up and fires it back in towards the infield. Vasquez slides in the third with a triple. And it's a 4-3 Biscuits lead. Vasquez saw a fastball in the outside corner and went the other way with it. Off the bat at 105 miles an hour. It's his 36th RBI of the year. And the Shuckers have blown a 3-0 lead in the eighth inning. Infield in for the Shuckers. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Mason Auer digs in. He's 1-for-3 today. The 1-0 pitch. Slider is a called strike. And the count evens 1-1. Vasquez drives in Baker. It's the first inherited runner that Yeager's allowed to score this year. Finalizes the line for Will Childers. The 1-1 pitch popped up behind home plate. Kale looks at it, drops down towards the seats, and it rattles around. Count at 1-2. final line for Childers. He gives up four runs on five hits in an inning plus of work. No walks, a strikeout, and he throws 30 pitches. Time called. Ball gets away from the Biscuits bullpen, where the lefty Keyshawn Askew is warming up. The 1-2 pitch. Misses up and in. It flies by Kale, and it's right back to him. Here comes Vasquez, the tag, and he's out. Vasquez took off running without even seeing that the ball got back to Kale. He's retired for the second out. Count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Great job by Kale to retrieve the ball and quickly put the tag on Vasquez. The 2-2 pitch. Slider misses up, and the count goes to 3-2. Three-two pitch. Slider called strike three, and that ends the inning. In the inning, four runs, five hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're through 7.5, and the Shuckers have gone from a 3-0 lead to down 4-3. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Well, the Shuckers have scored 5 or more runs in just one of their last 8 games here in Biloxi, and they're going to need at least 5 tonight to win it. They trail it 4-3 as we move to the bottom of the 8th inning. 4 runs in the top of the inning for Montgomery. And the lefty Keyshawn Askew delivers home. Lefty Connor Scott takes off the inside corner for ball one. Askew comes in for Nate Dolly, who goes a scoreless 7th. No walks, no hits, no runs, and a strikeout on just 11 pitches. Lefty Askew fires. Scott drives it foul, third base side and out of play. The count evens 1-1. Askew makes his 47th appearance of the year, a 1.57 ERA in 57 and a third innings, 35 walks, 62 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting an even 200 against him. The 1-1 pitch. Scott chops it right side of the infield. Battles to his right, backhands it at second. Fires to first. Scott's called out. And he is livid up that first baseline. And this Shuckers crowd isn't too happy either. Getting a replay up here in the booth. It was a close play up at first. Credit to Scott for busting it hard out of the box. It brings up the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr.
Shuckers trying to fight, claw their way back into this. They were up 3-0 entering the top of the eighth. The lefty Askew fires. Martinez takes all the way and takes away for ball one. Martinez tonight, 2-for-3 with a double and a two-run homer. The 1-0 pitch. Martinez taking all the way again, takes inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Lefty Askew comes in. Now fires to the lefty Martinez. He swings and hits it by Battles, who dives at second, and it's in a right for a single. Martinez continues his hot streak. It's a three-hit night. That was off his bat at 114. And up comes Lamar Sparks as the go-ahead run. Last two batted balls for Martinez have been at 109 and 114 after yesterday, 106 and 111. Righty Sparks is up. Askew delivers. Sparks fouls it off the catcher, Keegan. Count goes to 0-0. Sparks today, 1-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. Shuckers today have struck out just 5 times after 15 last night. The 0-1 pitch. Sparks takes inside, dances out of the way, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. It's a 4-3 Biscuits lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. The lefty Askew delivers home. Sparks takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-1 pitch. Sparks takes away. Changeup misses off the outside corner at 77. The count goes to 3-1. Askew delivers. Sparks drives it out to right. Auer back on it towards the warning track. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Two away, and up comes the righty Ethan Murray against the lefty Askew. It's a 4-3 Biscuits lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers last night had the tying run at the plate in the eighth and the ninth inning. Were unable to score either time in a 7-4 loss. Today, they have the tying run on in the eighth inning. Lefty Askew delivers. Murray takes up and in for ball one. Martinez takes his lead out first. Murray holds him on. Now the 1-0 pitch. Misses. No, it's a called strike on the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Murray pops it foul. First base side and out of play. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Shuckers down 4-3 in the eighth. Askew delivers. Murray takes low and away. Changeup at 84, and the count evens 2-2. Askew delivers. Murray rolls it third base side. It stays fair. Taylor grabs it on the run, fires to first, beats Murray by 2 steps, and that ends the inning. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 runner left on base. We go to the ninth. Shuckers down 4-3 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Jalen Battles leads off the top of the ninth inning for the Biscuits. They beat it 4-3 over the Shuckers. After a four-run eighth inning, righty Battles digs in against the righty Yeager. The pitch. Is a called strike one in the outside corner. Meanwhile, in Pensacola, the M Braves are up 4-2 on the Blue Wahoos in the bottom of the ninth inning. So the 0-1 pitch. Battles takes away, and the count evens 1-1. If all holds, the Shuckers will see their lead. The final playoff spot fall to a game and a half with 15 remaining in the season. Still some time, though, to try and fight back into this. Shuckers will have three outs to play with the score one in the bottom half. 1-1 pitch. Battles nubs it up the first base line. It rolls foul. Yeager sprints off the mound and deflects it towards the Shuckers dugout. Counter to ball and two strikes. Battles tonight, 1-for-3, single, strikeout, and he's grounded into a fielder's choice. Jack Hartman is warming up in the bullpen for the Biscuits. The 1-2 pitch. Line towards right center. Martin after it. It tails away from him, and a two hops the wall. Battles sprints to second, takes a hard turn and stops there. The relay comes back in towards the infield. Two of the first three have reached against Yeager, and both of those times it's been an extra base hit. Off the bat at 99 miles an hour. Battles at second, and the lefty Chandler Simpson up with nobody out. That is the 12th hit tonight for the Biscuits. They're sixth since the start of the eighth inning. Corners come in for the Shuckers. Yeager fires. Simpson shows bunt, bunts it up the third baseline. Kale grabs it, spins, no play at first. And it is an infield bunt single for Simpson. Battles to third. And now runners from the corners with nobody out for Tanner Murray. It's a 4-3 Biscuits lead in the top of the ninth. Simpson off first. There's about a 99.9% chance he's stealing second. Yeager comes set at the belt. He fires home. Simpson's off. It's a slider called strike one. Simpson slides into second with his 64th stolen base of the year with the Biscuits and his seventh of the series. And the and is also Simpson's 95th of the season between high A and double A. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 94, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Shuckers have the infield in with two with nobody out. Down by a run. It's a 4-3 Biscuits lead in the ninth. Yeager delivers. Murray pops it foul. First base side and out of play. We'll do it again. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 0-2 pitch. Rolled up the middle. Bayo Rayu dives at second, and it's into center. Battle score. Simpson rounds third and comes home and throws it to second. And it's a two RBI single for Murray. Biscuits have scored six unanswered, and they lead it 6-3. Murray now has three hits tonight, each of them coming in consecutive at-bats, up to 59 driven in this year. And the Biscuits have come alive here late. The pitch to the righty Williams is a called strike one. Meanwhile, in Pensacola, they've gone final. M Braves 4, Blue Wahoos 2. So if all holds here and the Biscuits win, Shuckers will only be a game and a half up on the M Braves for the final playoff spot. The 0-1 pitch, hammered out to left. Sparks is in on it, now back on it. He holds it in chest high. And now one away for the righty Dominic Keegan. Keegan tonight is 2-for-4 with a 3-run homer. The pitch. There's a slider and a called strike one on the inside corner. His 3-run homer started off what's been 6 unanswered runs scored by the Biscuits. 6 runs on 14 hits tonight. The 0-1 pitch misses away and the count evens 1-1. 9 of those hits have come off of the Shuckers bullpen. Casey Hunt did not allow a run. Gave up just 5 hits over 6 in the third innings. The 1-1 pitch. Keegan takes away, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. As a called strike, slider at 85, and the count evens 2-2. That nestled right on the inside corner. The 2-2 pitch misses in, gets him on the elbow guard, and deflects all the way back to the top of section 100 behind home plate. Manager Kevin Bowles and head athletic trainer James Ramsdell both out to check on him. And it looks like they're inspecting his left hand. That might have gotten him on his hand as well on its way up. Five of the first 7 against Yeager have reached. Nobody's up in the Shuckers bullpen right now. And it's about to be runners on first and second with one away for the lefty Braden Taylor. Keegan walks down to first. Everything seems to be all right with that left hand. And up comes the lefty Taylor. 0-for-4 tonight with 4 strikeouts. As the Shuckers trail at 6-3 in the top of the ninth inning. Yeager delivers. Lifted foul, third base side and out of play. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Biscuit, 6 runs, 14 hits, and no errors. For the Shuckers, 3 runs, 8 hits, and an error. Yeager fires. Misses up and in. And the count evens 1-1. That was a fastball at 95 from Yeager. The 1-1 pitch. Taylor takes low. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Slider called the strike on the outside corner. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Taylor chops it foul towards the Shuckers dugout. Count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Biscuits have runners on first and second, up 6-3 in the top of the ninth. The 2-2 pitch. Taylor chops it foul again, first base side into the Shuckers dugout. Count stays at 2-2. Two pitch. Slider again chopped foul first base side off the sidewall, and it deflects all the way down into the Shuckers bullpen. The Shuckers bullpen is starting to move around. James Meeker has grabbed a baseball. The 2-2 pitch. Taylor takes up and in, and the count goes to 3-2. The 3-2 pitch, Taylor takes just away. And that loads him up. Taylor to first, Keegan to second, Murray to third. 5 of the first 6 in this inning have reached. 6 of 8 that have come up against Yeager have reached. It is a 6-3 Biscuits lead in the top of the ninth inning. Bases loaded, one away. Yeager delivers. Baker drives it foul. Out of play in the first base side. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Biscuits have exploded. 4 runs in the eighth off 5 hits. So far they've scored 2 in the ninth off 3 hits. A hit, batter, and a walk. Corners are in. 0-1 pitch. Driven foul. Out of play in the first base side. And the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. The 0-2 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch dribbled out toward short. Brown charges, bare hands, fires to first in time, but it brings home a run. It is an RBI ground out from Baker. Murray scores, Keegan to third, Taylor to second, and it is a 7-3 Biscuits lead. Now 2 out, up comes the righty Willie Vasquez. Biscuits have scored 7 unanswered runs. Yeager fires. Righty Vasquez takes a sweeper for strike 1. The 0-1 delivery. Vasquez hits it on a line into right center. It's down for a base hit and rolls into the alleyway. Keegan scores. Taylor scores as well. Vasquez chugs in a second, puts on the brakes. And it is a 5-run ninth inning for the Montgomery Biscuits. It is a 2-RBI double for Vasquez. And it's a 9-3 Biscuits lead. And out of the dugout comes Fidel Pena. And the Checkers are going to go to the bullpen. Mason Auer face James Meeker. It's a 9-3 Biscuits lead. They've scored 9 unanswered. We're back in a moment on the Checkers Radio Network.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
The pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Two out, one on in the top of the ninth inning, and in comes the righty James Meeker, just trying to close this thing out and get the Shuckers to the bottom half of the inning. Biscuits up 9-3. They have scored 9 unanswered runs. And the righty Mason Auer digs in. Meeker fires. Auer triples at foul. Off the pitch clock, first base side. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The Shuckers led it 3-0 after 7. Since then, 4 in the 8th on 5 hits for the Biscuits, and 5 in the 9th here off of 4 hits, a hit batter, and a walk. Meeker comes set. The 0-1 pitch. Auer hits it on a hop to third. Murray snares it, fires to first, and that ends the inning. The Biscuits send 9 to the plate. They score 5 runs off of 4 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. We go to the bottom half. Shuckers down 9-3 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got a neck of sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Jack Hartman comes in to try and close this thing out. This gets up by six. It's a 9-3 advantage. Four runs in the eighth to take the lead. Five in the ninth to pat it. And the righty Jack Hartman enters after the lefty Keyshawn Askew goes a scoreless eighth inning, works around a single, and throws 16 pitches. Xavier Warren digs in, switch hitter, bats from the left side against the righty. Biscuits have scored nine unanswered. His first pitch is a slider and a called strike one. Hartman makes his 11th appearance out of the Biscuits pen. 4.22 ERA in 10 and two-thirds innings. Six walks and 12 strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch. Warren swings and misses. Fastball tap of the zone. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Warren is 0-1 tonight. He's been hit by a pitch. He's walked and he's flown out to left. The 0-2 pitch. Warren takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch misses low, and the count evens 2-2. Hartman comes set. Infield shifts towards first. And he fires home. Warren swings and misses. Fastball at 96. And Warren's retired for the first out. Brings up the righty Nick Cale. 0-3 tonight. It's a 9-3 Biscuits lead in the bottom of the ninth. The righty Hartman delivers. Cale chops it foul. Third base side. And count goes to no balls and a strike. Three runs, eight hits, and an error tonight for the Shuckers. For the Biscuits, nine runs on 15 hits. All nine runs, 10 of the 15 hits after the seventh inning. The 0-1 pitch misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. It looks like everything was going in the Shuckers' direction after six innings. It had been a terrific night from their starter, Casey Hunt. They were up by a 3-0 score. The 1-1 pitch. Cale pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. And the Shuckers' bullpen had been such a force throughout much of this second half. And the Biscuits have exploded. Again, four runs in the eighth, five in the ninth. And they lead it 9-3. Hartman's 1-2 pitch. It's a slider. The bat shatters. And the ball goes to the Shuckers dugout. Nick Cale has gone from a baseball bat to a cricket bat. Half the barrel's missing. The Bat Boys collect the pieces. And he switches things out with Shuckers clubhouse manager Craig Thomas for a new bat. Counted a ball and two strikes. I don't know if I've ever seen a barrel shatter like that. One ball, two strikes, one away. Nick Cale found another piece of shattered bat out in front of home plate, picks it up, puts it in the back pocket. And the home plate umpire says, I'm going to need that. Takes it, hands it off to the bat boy. I don't know if you want to be sliding with that in your back pocket. One ball, two strikes, one away. Hartman delivers. Misses up and in. And the count evens 2-2. Two Two balls, two strikes, one away. Hartman fires. Kale dribbles it foul up the third baseline. And the count stays at 2-2. Kale digs back in. Two balls, two strikes, one away. This is a lengthy battle with one away in the ninth. The seventh pitch of the plate appearance from Hartman comes home. Misses low and the count goes full. The 3-2 pitch. Kale rolls it to third. Kempel hops to Taylor. He grabs it, slings it to first, and it's in time. Checkers are down to their final out. Two out, nobody on. Two outs, nobody on. Checkers down 9-3 in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the righty, Jack Hartman, delivers to the righty, Martin. Slider misses off the inside corner for ball one. Checkers back at it tomorrow. It is Kiesler Appreciation Night at the ballpark. The Checkers will also be transforming into the Biloxi Beach Chickens for the final time this year. The 1-0 pitch. Martin pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. 6:05 first pitch. Gates open at 5 o'clock. Second to last Saturday night game in the regular season for the Checkers at home. The first 1,000 fans will receive a Beach Chickens poster. 1-1 pitch. Misses up and in. And the count goes to 2-0. Check that. Two balls and one strike. The 2-1 pitch. Morton fouls it off. First base side and out of play. The count evens 2-2. Checkers down to their final strike. The 2-2 pitch. Misses up. And the count goes to 3-2. Hartman sets. Now the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Gets him swinging on a slider. And the Biscuits, who dominate the final two innings of this, win it by a 9-3 final. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base in the ninth. For the Biscuits, 9 runs, 15 hits, and no errors. The Checkers, 3 runs, 8 hits, and an error. The Checkers now lead for the final playoff spot by a game and a half with 15 games remaining. They fall by a 9-3 final. We'll take a break. When we come back, 10 to wrap everything up. Totals, scores, and more on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Comes your way next on the Checkers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Jacob Blake alongside you as the Shuckers fall to the Montgomery Biscuits by a 9-3 final. 9 runs, 15 hits, and no errors for the Biscuits. 3 runs, 8 hits, and an error for the Shuckers. With the loss, the Shuckers have lost 4 of 6, 8 of 9 at home, and they sit at 59-62 on the season, 29-25 in the second half, and they now see their lead decrease to just a game and a half over the Embraves for the final spot in the South Division. Meanwhile, the Biscuits have won 7 of 9. They're at 72-52 on the season, 32-23 in the second half. Winning pitcher tonight is Nate Daly for the Biscuits. Daly goes an inning and strikes out 1, throws 11 pitches. The losing pitcher tonight is Will Childers. He falls to 1-3. Daly improves to 2-0. Great crowd on hand tonight, over 3,548 at Keister Federal Park tonight as the Shuckers again fall by a 9-3 final. Time to get to today's scoring summary. And it was a pitcher's duel between Casey Hunt and Duncan Davitt into the sixth inning. Casey Hunt sets a new career high with 6 1/3 shutout innings on the hill. He continues what has been a dominant first 4 starts in Double-A. Up to 29 strikeouts and just 2 walks through 22 2/3 innings. His ERA on the season in 4 AA starts again is 2.38 after a terrific performance tonight. On the other side of things, Duncan Davitt went through 5 shutout innings, but then he faced the middle of the Shuckers order for a third time, and that's where the Shuckers got him. Started in the sixth inning, back-to-back doubles from Eric Brown Jr. and Connor Scott gave the Shuckers a 1-0 lead. And then Ernesto Martinez Jr. made it a 3-0 Shuckers lead with his 11th home run of the season. Off the bat at 109 miles an hour, it traveled 413 feet over the wall in right center as the Shuckers took a 3-0 lead. But the Biscuits tied it up in the eighth inning with a 3-run homer from Dominic Keegan. It got out of here on a line in a hurry to right. That made it a 3-3 game. They then took a 4-3 lead on an RBI triple from Willie Vasquez to right. And in the ninth inning, they scored 3 runs as the fireworks start to go off here on a Fireworks Friday. That's the noises you're hearing in the background currently. A 2 RBI single from Tanner Murray, RBI single from Willie Vasquez, or check that, RBI double from Willie Vasquez, and an RBI ground out from Drew Baker as they win by a 9-3 final. Final tab of the game, 2 hours and 40 minutes in front of, again, 3,548. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap things up on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern Lake and the Brewers organization. Comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today, by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Hi, this is Jacob Mizorowski. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We welcome you back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show on a Fireworks Friday. Fireworks going off in the background as we wrap things up. Shuckers fall by a 9-3 final of the Montgomery Biscuits, as the Biscuits have won three of the first four games in this series. The Biscuits, 9 runs, 15 hits, and no errors, while the Shuckers, 3 runs, 8 hits, and an error. Shuckers fall to 59-62 on the season, 29-25 in the second half, while the Biscuits improve to 72-52 on the season, 32-23 in the second half. The winning pitcher tonight for the Biscuits is Nate Dowley. He improves to 2-0. Will Childers, the loss, falls to 1-3. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game still in action, bottom of the ninth inning. The Tennessee Smokies, having already locked up a playoff spot yesterday, lead the Trash Pandas 5-2, one away, bottom nine in Rocket City. Finals elsewhere around the league, the Barons fall to the Lookouts by a 2-1 final, and the important one as it concerns the Shuckers and their playoff race, the Mississippi Braves win it 4-2 over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, as Mississippi is now just a game and a half behind the Shuckers for the final playoff spot in the South Division. 14 games remaining on the year for Mississippi, 15 to go for the Shuckers. They'll have to resume that suspended game from August 4th on Tuesday in Rocket City. Again, the Shuckers, 16, check that, 15 games to go. And a game and a half up for the final playoff spot. They will play the M-Braves at Keysler Federal Park to round out the season starting on September 10th. Time to take a drive around the Brewers organization as well, as the Fireworks hit their big conclusion. The Brewers sweep a doubleheader earlier today in Cincinnati. They win game 1, 5-4 in 10 innings, and they win game 2, 14-0 in convincing fashion. Elsewhere in the organization, they were suspended in AAA in the bottom of the fourth inning, game one of a doubleheader between the Nashville Sounds and the Charlotte Knights. They will resume it tomorrow and then play game two of the doubleheader. Originally scheduled game two of the doubleheader today was rained out. They will cancel it and will not make it up. Finals elsewhere in the system, the Quad Cities River Bandits defeat the Brewers High A affiliate in Appleton by an 8-0 final, as the Timber Rattlers fall by an 8-0 score. In single A, the Carolina Mudcats win it 9-5 over the Lynchburg Hillcats to round out the Brewers affiliates. Shuckers back at it tomorrow night, 6:05 first pitch. The lefty Nate Peterson gets the start, 2-8 with a 4.24 ERA, against the righty Adam Leverett, 7-5 with a 3.53 earned run average. 6:05 first pitch tomorrow. We'll get you started with pregame at 5:45 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Final score tonight, Biscuits 9, Shuckers 3, in a game that takes 2 hours and 40 minutes in front of 3,548 at Keesler Federal Park. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Nate Peterson against Adam Leverett for the Biscuits. For all of us at the Biloxi Shackers Radio Network, I'm Javik Blake saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Shackers Biscuits, 5:45 pregame, 6:05 first pitch. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedule.